Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On The Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On The Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you. Welcome back on board On The Mark, brought to you as always by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Check them out on the web at sunburymotors.com. Well, it's a big day for former President Donald Trump. He is in court and has court cases pending in a number of different places. There's no one better to put it into perspective for us than Thane Rosenbaum, who is CBS's legal news analyst for CBS Radio. He appears frequently on cable TV shows and news programs. He is a distinguished university professor, American novelist, essayist, and the director of the Forum on Life, Culture, and Society, hosted by Touro College. Thane, thanks so much for taking time to be with us again this morning. We really appreciate it.
Any time for you, Joe. You know that. Thank you.
I know. We really appreciate that. Well, Donald Trump's got two court dates in New York today, right? He's got one in, Georgia that's important to him. Put this into perspective. What's going on in New York, first of all?
So there are actually two things, you were right, going on in New York, although one of them may not resolve itself until tomorrow. The first is what I think he's flying in for today, which is the very first case that actually was indicted. It was the one, ironically, that was considered the ugly duckling of all the cases, because it just seemed like a bigger stretch or a bigger overreach. That was the one that dealt with the hush money payments to the porn star, in which the local Manhattan district attorney in New York said, well, you used money sending it to your lawyer, and you didn't tell the lawyer, the records don't show what it was for, so you falsified your business records. That's a misdemeanor. Those were two misdemeanors in New York. So with all these other cases, espionage, right, RICO action, you think misdemeanors? That's what we're starting with? That case, by the way, was originally rejected by the prior Manhattan district attorney. He didn't like the case. So the new one brought the case, and he brought it first. A lot of people said, I can't believe we started with this case when we had these other cases about subverting the 2020 election. The idea with this misdemeanors is they became elevated to felonies because of a sort of legal maneuver that said by paying your lawyer to keep the porn star quiet during the election, you were really making a campaign donation to your campaign, and that's a campaign finance violation. So that case that started first is the one that today is in court and could get scheduled for trial. So that's the irony. All the cases followed. They all got stuck in the procedural mud. And the one that just seemed like, really, is the one that might ultimately go first. Tomorrow in New York, in a different courtroom, in the civil action brought by the New York Attorney General, that was based on the idea that Donald Trump and his son had artificially inflated their net worth in order to obtain favorable bank loans and insurance policies, where the judge already ruled that he committed fraud. That case could result in a $350 million fine and a banning of a prohibition of New York, of Donald Trump to do business in New York. That case is tomorrow. But today, what you were saying, is it also in Atlanta. This is one where I think Donald Trump would love to watch it, but I think he'll be in New York. That one is about the possible disqualification of the district attorney in Atlanta who brought this RICO charges against 19 defendants, including Donald Trump, when it was discovered that her lead special prosecutor was also her lover, and she seemingly lied about that. She said that he wasn't, then she said he was, but this is the guy who is going through his own divorce, and through that divorce action it was learned that he and the district attorney were taking cruise trips together and taking lavish vacations. She had already paid him around $700,000, and the question is, did that money that she paid him go to getting her, was essentially a kickback, so the two of them could take vacations together? That, of course, is a breach of the public trust. That's self-dealing. Prosecutors are not supposed to benefit financially from the cases they bring. So that case is an evidentiary hearing today in Atlanta to determine what happened in this salacious, sordid affair, and does it mean that she needs to disqualify herself from being the lead prosecutor, and so would he as well.
Well, Judge McAfee said, in studying the law that's been filed up to this point, I think it's clear that disqualification can occur if evidence is produced demonstrating an actual conflict or the appearance of one, and the filings submitted on this issue so far presented a conflict in the evidence that can't be resolved as a matter of law. Would you translate that into English for us?
So, you know, Joe, the key word there is appearance, right? The one thing that's true about the legal system is that there is always this concern about the appearance of fairness, right? You know, Donald Trump uses the word rigged. That's a terrible word for the legal system, because the legal system wants to say, "Just Lady Justice is blind," right? We don't care who you are. We don't care what color you are. We don't care what job you hold. We just go where the facts go. So he was just saying, you know, the judge seemingly saying, look, this just looks terrible, right? You brought in a guy who you were sleeping with. We're going to find out today at a hearing. We're going to get some people to say, no, she was definitely with him before she hired him. He didn't have much experience at all in prosecuting cases on government corruption or racketeering. So she brought in a guy who wasn't an expert in the area that's this very complicated area, and paid him $700,000, and they went on vacations together. and then they lied about it. So he said, the judge in English is saying, this, even if it's not terrible, looks terrible. And because it looks terrible, it might give rise to a sense that there's a terrible self-dealing or conflict of interest, and you should not be prosecuting Donald Trump. Because in your case, since you were paying your boyfriend and you guys were taking trips together, it looks like you benefit the longer this case goes on. Because the longer this case goes on, the more he bills you, your boyfriend bills the DA's office, and the more you pay him and the more trips you go on. And that's what the judge is saying.
Well, he's billed $654,000 since 2022. That's one hell of a lot of money. But someone said about his experience that as long as he has a heartbeat and a bar card, he's qualified. You buy that?
That's true. I have one, but it would be...
You have both, I hope, Thane.
It would be a mistake to hire me, Mark. I mean, Joe, sorry.
I hope you have both a heartbeat. I hope you have both a heartbeat and a bar card.
Yeah, I have the bar card. Heartbeat, you know, I skip the beat all the time. But I will say that, you know, Joe, that there is something... When you bring in a special prosecutor, he or she is a hired gun. What you're saying is, we got a lot of lawyers. She's probably got 300 lawyers working for her, right? She probably does, maybe more. She's saying, you know, this is such a big deal, big case, and it's dealing with racketeering and public corruption with a president and his lawyers and henchmen. We need to bring in some pros. So is he a hired gun if he never prosecuted public corruption cases or a RICO racketeering case? And so, yeah, in theory, Thane Rosenbaum is qualified to go into the courtroom, but I would tell them it's a mistake. You know, I never done this sort of thing before, and he had never done this sort of thing before. Okay. He did end up hiring two other people with experience, but she's paying them less. Right? So it just looks terrible. The guy that she brought two experts after, maybe because he said, I don't know what I'm doing. So well, I think, again, it's not, she can hire whoever she wants. Right, she could hire the most unqualified person if she wants. The citizens of Georgia should be upset about that because it's their money that's going here. But she can bring in anyone she wants. What she can't do, this is an ethical question, not a moral question. This is not about her having an affair. Nobody cares. The question is, by bringing in a guy with whom she had a romantic relationship before, and then they ended up going on trips together. Now, if they hadn't gone on cruises together, you know, she could have said, look, I still think he's the best guy for the job. I'm sorry. I know he's my boyfriend, but it's the fact that she benefited from it. Now the argument you're going to hear in court today, she's going to say, we went Dutch. He paid for himself, and I paid for my. I assure you, you'll hear that today. Because initially she said, he's not my boyfriend. I don't know who the hell he is. and that guy, he's not attractive to me. I don't like him. And originally, that's where she was. She called this about racism, had nothing to do with the relationship. She didn't have a relationship. Now it appears that in court documents, she lied. That's the other problem. They both did. They're prosecuting 19 people for lying to public officials. And they did the same thing. They lied to public officials. They said they had no relationship. His former business partner, Joe, is scheduled to come in today and say, are you kidding? They were together for a long time before she hired him. So, you know, that's a lie. And, you know, what we know is lying to the public officials is a crime. And, again, the appearance of prosecutorial misconduct is you're bringing cases against 19 people for lying, and you just did the same thing?
Well, he must be trying to catch up because in November of 2021, he billed Fulton County for 24 hours of work in a single day. I mean, that's pretty impressive. He stayed up all night, all day long, just so we could get something done and bill the county for it.
Well, here's an area that I it looks terrible again, right? But when I was a Wall Street lawyer decades ago, that's what they did to people like me. You know, you were cannon fodder. So in the legal business, you know, it is not unheard of for people to bill 24 hours.
In one day?
I've heard situations where people, yeah, I know, in one day, I know. There are people, corporate attorneys on Wall Street, who work on deals, and they just go around the clock, and then they sleep for a week. So I'm not sure it looks terrible, and nobody thinks he did it. Did he do it, you know, did he really work 24 hours? But you can bill as much as you want as long as ethically, you know, you can demonstrate you did the work. But again, it goes to what the Judge McAfee was saying, the appearance of impropriety. So when you say he billed 24 hours in one day, most people in Georgia are not going to believe what I just said. It's possible to not go to sleep and just work the whole time on it, but it just looks terrible. It looks like he was lying.
Well, the financial benefit argument is probably going to be pretty easy to prove if they took vacations together, even if they claim they went Dutch. Wouldn't they have to have records that demonstrated that each paid, each one's credit card was charged for certain things?
Well, here's the thing that makes it more salacious, Joe. The only reason this came to light is that one of the defendants raised the question, and it was proven by a divorce action. The prosecutor, the male, is going through a divorce, an ugly divorce, apparently. And, you know the phrase, woman scorned?
Right.
You know, his wife basically produced the credit card receipts. She had them because it was part of discovery in the divorce action. And it's those credit card receipts that make it look like, you know, tickets that he bought on his credit card for her. Not his wife, but the district attorney. So those are slam dunk. If those are brought in court today as evidentiary material, I'm sure Judge McAfee is going to say, this doesn't look like Dutch treat to me. This looks like there's a receipt for two tickets, first class or whatever, on a cruise that went on this. Now, he may say, well, she reimbursed me with cash. I'm sure that will be said. You know, I'd only put it on my card, but she reimbursed me and she gave me cash. I don't know. But again, it looks terrible.
What would happen if she was disqualified? How would this proceed? Would his position be in jeopardy? I mean, would he automatically go too?
Yeah, I mean, if she goes. She's only there because she hired him, right? You know, he has no business. He doesn't work for the state of Georgia. He's in private practice. So there's no reason to keep him. And besides which, as I said, he's not an expert. So whatever reason she had for hiring him is not a reason for whoever replaces her. The question is, who replaces her, right? It's her office. A number of the people were involved in, they knew this wall going down. Will a jury pool think that the entire DA's office in Atlanta is tainted because they were all sort of there during the time? It's possible that the court will rule that, you know what, it just doesn't look right to even have this office. This is the district attorney had to disqualify herself. And her teammates, you know, probably are compromised also, or might be, or a jury might think so. And the other problem is, could you send it to another district attorney's office in Georgia? Yeah, but those of them, remember, Atlanta is a very blue city. Georgia has a lot of red cities.
Yeah, right.
And you can imagine a lot of DAs going, I'm not bringing this case. Can't make me bring it. I think it's terrible. I don't want to bring this case. You won't, in Atlanta, this case looks good. But this case in rural Georgia doesn't look good. And I have my own prosecutorial discretion of what cases I could bring. So it wouldn't be inconceivable that all the charges get dropped for all 19 of them because they can't prosecute.
Well, let's move on to Jack Smith in Washington. He filed last evening urging the justices to set a unanimous let stand a unanimous ruling from a panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in D.C. that rejected Trump's sweeping claims of immunity from prosecution. Where do you think this is going to? How do you think this will play out?
Well, the court doesn't have to hear the case. Donald Trump appealed it last week. Jack Smith responded to the appeal yesterday. He's just saying, the lower court decision already rejected the claim of presidential immunity. So should you. And you should not put a hold on this case. We're ready to go. We originally had a March 4th trial date. We're going to try to get back to that date or somewhat close to that. Can you please fast track this and reject it? The court might say, hey, just stop trying to rush us. We're the Supreme Court. We don't take orders from you. We don't care about the election. We care about the Constitution. And we do think that it's a question that we need to resolve, which is, can a former president be criminally prosecuted for actions taken during his presidency, or does he have a kind of presidential executive immunity? That's the legal question. Supreme Court might say, we want to resolve that. That never came up before. And that's what our job is, to resolve constitutional questions that are ambiguous. So if they decide to take it, the cases have to be briefed further, and they have to schedule an oral argument. Who knows when that'll be? They could do it fast. They have their oral argument, and they have to try to release a decision in time for them to, before the convention. The clock is ticking. That's why Jack Smith is trying to rush them. The time is on President Trump's side because the legal system tends to move slowly.
Well, what will happen if they don't take it? The Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit's opinion will stand?
And now there will be a trial in that courtroom in D.C. on the issues of defrauding the public, subverting the election, obstructing the certification of the vote. Those are the legal claims, prosecutorial criminality that's being alleged, and that case will go to trial. And either Donald Trump will be, found guilty of those charges and sentenced. Of course, he could, if he wins the election, if the case is not yet resolved, he could probably get the Justice Department to drop the charges. And if he's convicted, he could always pardon himself. And so these are federal cases. The case in Georgia, he can't, because it's a state case.
Right.
State law cases, the president can't. But he could, in theory, people ask me all the time, what if he's prosecuted and convicted? He could, in theory, be in a Georgia jail and redecorate it as the Oval Office and manage the country from jail. There's nothing in the Constitution that prevents him from doing that.
Well, I think there'd be a lot of people demanding an impeachment at that point, don't you think?
No, because I think the impeachment there would be for actions taken during this presidency, not the last presidency.
Well, that's true.
He's already been impeached for the same issues. The second impeachment trial was about January 6th, and he was acquitted by the Senate. In our country, double jeopardy applies.
Yeah.
If you can't be prosecuted for the same crime twice, and he's going to say we're back to what happened on January 6th. That's over.
Well, one final thing, and you've been very generous with your time, but I've got to ask this one. If you were to put yourself in Donald Trump's shoes, what would you be worried about among these legal things? Anything, or do you think he's got a pretty good shot at winning them all?
Look, again, I'm often wrong. So, you're asking a guy who says I'm often wrong. I didn't think that all the cases would be brought at the same time. I didn't. I thought that once New York, Manhattan DA went first, all the others would go, oh, God, that's the weakest case, but we got to go one at a time. They didn't go one at a time. They all indicted him. I thought the only I thought all of them are a stretch. That doesn't mean he wouldn't be found guilty in all of them. But I found, and I'm saying that as a registered Democrat, I just thought they were a stretch. Every single one of them was not on the money. You had to. It was like a ricochet shot in order to make it happen. The one case that I thought is fairly strong is the obstruction of justice case in Florida on the documents. Once he knew that the government, the National Archives, was insisting that he return all of them, and he then said, I don't have any more, and we know that he was moving documents from his sock drawer to a you know, locked closet. You know, he never showed it to anyone, so I never thought this was a classic espionage case at all. I didn't think that a president merely possessing documents was espionage. But I do think obstruction of justice looks pretty like a really good case, because, you know, when the government said we want it back and he said I don't have any more, and then was playing three-card Monty with all these classified documents, that to me was the one thing where he looked very vulnerable. The others, I'm not saying he couldn't lose all of them. He could. But I just always thought they were all a legal stretch.
Thane, thank you so much for taking time to be with us this morning. We always appreciate your expert analysis of these things, and hopefully we'll be able to get you back again as this all unfolds later on.
Anytime for you, Mark.
Thanks. Take care.
Joe, sorry.
That's okay.
The on the mark throws me every time, Joe.
I know. Well, Mark's still, believe it or not, he's still around here doing some part-time work for us, even though he's retired from this.
I know. I love talking to you, but it does throw me. I apologize.
That's okay. No problem. Thanks,
okay.
Thane. Take care.
All right, Joe.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to open up the phones after we take a quick break. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We all know that SMC stands for Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers. With that comes the need for many great behind-the-scenes employees. While they have many awesome technicians ready to serve you, they need more because they have built up a huge business over their 107 years, and they need folks to make sure that you get satisfied and served really quickly. They're looking for entry-level and experienced technicians to work in their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body, frame, and alignment, and their towing departments, too. Whether you're an experienced technician, an entry-level technician looking for your first job, or someone looking for a career change, they would love to hear from you. Stop by in person. Apply online at sunburymotors.com or call Todd at 286-7746. The hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your message.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
At Christ Wesleyan, our purpose is to share the light, love, and teachings of Jesus. We are committed to reaching our community, country, and world. With multiple locations, we strive to make worship accessible to all. Join us for our Sunday services in Milton, Sunbury, or online. Additionally, we offer a Spanish service and ASL translation at our Milton location. Stay connected with us on social media by following CWC Life and subscribe to our YouTube channel. For more information, visit our website at cwc.life. That's cwc.life.
The First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania is proud to announce the dates for Raise the Region, the area's largest online fundraiser to support local nonprofits. Mark your calendars for March 13th and 14th and be part of this year's 30-hour online fundraising event. The Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships have generously donated $175,000 to stretch funds to be added to every gift made during Raise the Region. Nonprofit organizations serving Columbia, Lycoming, Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, Tioga, and Union counties are encouraged to register by February 16th at raisetheregion.org. In addition, nonprofits will compete for cash prizes, compliments of Evergreen Wealth Solutions, First Citizens Community Bank, Larson Design Group, Pennsylvania Skill by Mealy Manufacturing, Subaru, Toyota Motor Corporation, UPMC, UPMC Health Plan, and Wise Markets. Last year's program raised over $2.3 million for our community. If you know of a local 501c3 nonprofit organization, encourage them to apply for Raise the Region by visiting raisetheregion.org. That's www.raisetheregion.org.
You check your phone, thermostat, and weather often, but the most important check of all should be yourself. COVID is still out there, but boosters against the latest variants are available. Find out where and how to get up to date at checkyourselfcentralpa.com.
Welcome back. On the Mark, 570-743-9565. We have two callers on the line and one line open for your use this morning. Stan, you were first in. Good morning. I'm sure you have some comments.
Oh, yeah, I got several. But let's start with Kansas City today. Now, they you know, there was a shooting out there after the parade. Don't know. They don't have all the details. They don't have any motive on it yet. My question is, why do you suppose that is? Because they weren't pasty white guys, the three that they arrested? Is that why there's no motive posted yet? Because if it had been a pasty white guy, the motive would have been out within 3 hours.
I didn't
Getting
see
close
who they,
to 24 hours.
I understand they have three people that they're holding for questioning. But I didn't happen to see what color or what ethnic background they may have had.
They weren't pasty white guys, put it to you that way. Okay? So I will have to wait and see, but normally, you know, things would have been different. You know, they would have had motive. They would have had their complete history. They would have had the last time they went to the toilet, you know, online and in the media. But for some reason, they can't figure that stuff out. But whatever. Now,
well, they haven't charged. They haven't charged them.
We also had a shooting in Texas on Sunday.
Stan, they haven't charged anybody yet either.
I don't care.
Well, I mean,
does it matter? Does it matter? If it had been a pasty white guy, they would have ruined his life before they charged him.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm just saying that seems to be the way that the system works. But you know, on Sunday we had there was a shooting in Houston, Texas, at the mega church of Joel Osteen. Okay, and to the. I'm assuming, I don't know if they're hired security that was there or if they were just churchgoers.
No, they're hired security.
Carrie. Okay. They took her down. Well, or is it a him? Not sure.
No,
we're not sure because if this person is a woman, from my understanding, but at times went by Jeffrey. So it was a confused individual. But we still haven't signed full motive yet there yet, although she did have a Free Palestine sticker on the gun, supposedly. Okay, so no motive? Nah, we'll have to wait and see. But she was, I will put it out there, she was crazy. Because you don't take a 7-year-old kid with you when you're going to go shoot somebody.
Hopefully not.
Well, she did. Okay? Kid's in the hospital. Now, I don't know who shot him. I'm assuming probably got shot by one of the security guards because of the way things went down. Don't know. That information has been put out. But all I do know is the kid is in the hospital. So there's craziness there. From El Salvador. Now, question is, was she here legally? I don't know that answer, but she had interactions with the law because I seen the rap sheet that at least 6 or 7 aliases she went by. Okay? So we have a problem there. So I'm assuming the gun that she had was definitely not purchased legally, and she was probably not eligible to own a firearm in legal means.
Right.
So that being said, that whole story's kind of disappeared. And this Kansas City thing will probably disappear pretty quick, too, because of the makeup of the shooters. So that's all I'm going to say about that stuff, because that's all I know right now, because there's not enough information out there. But we are talking about today, Trump has a court case in New York on porn star payments, correct?
Right.
And they're saying it was...
business fraud because he didn't report that as paying hush money. That's what I understood what was said.
They're claiming that, and this is what Thane said, that they're claiming that the fact that he made that contribution to her in order to cover, to stop her from talking, was actually an illegal campaign contribution to his own campaign.
Right, right. Okay, so, but it was his money, correct? Now, they're saying he falsified company records. Did he take a... Had the company write a check to her, or did he take personal money and write a check to her? Oh, wait a minute, that's right. He gave the money to the lawyer, which I believe was, what's his name again?
Cohen.
Cohen. He's in prison right now, or he's just got out. Whatever. So, was it his money or the corporate's money? They haven't answered that question, have they?
Well, I mean, Cohen said that he was reimbursed by Donald Trump. So, whether the money was cash or whether it was check... that makes it an illegal campaign contribution if Donald Trump contributed the money.
Let me ask you a question. Hold it, Stan.
That's the allegation. I'm not saying that. That's the allegation.
I understand. Okay. Well, it is what it is right now. Okay, we'll put it there. Okay, so if that's the case with Trump, then I would suggest that all the people in the FBI, the intelligence communities that wrote this letter about Hunter's laptop to say that it was Russian disinformation was an in-kind contribution to the Biden campaign.
Yeah, but Biden didn't pay them to do it, did he? There's no evidence
of
that.
There's no evidence. Are you sure? Well, anyways, doesn't matter. It's in-kind contribution, in my opinion. In theory... because it was an act to help the campaign, whether there was money involved or not.
Yeah, but it wasn't...
Correct?
Yeah, but you're conflating, you're comparing apples and oranges. Yeah. Donald Trump took a positive step to make sure that money was available to pay Stormy Daniels in the allegations. But there's no proof that Joe Biden paid these 91 scientists or whoever to come forward and say it was disinformation.
Doing services for campaigns is in-kind contributions, from my understanding, whether it's in cash or not.
That doesn't make it illegal. They're allowed to contribute to the campaign.
Oh, you're right, Joe. It doesn't make it illegal. So, here's the question. My understanding is, I believe it was Anthony Blinken, got a hold of these intelligence officers and asked them to pen a letter saying that it was Russian disinformation. That stuff came out in a Durham report, I believe.
Okay.
Or somewhere in there. Okay? So, they were contributing a service to the campaign. Was it reported as a campaign contribution?
We'll give you the last word. We got another call, another break to take, so go ahead.
Well, okay. Well, you know, that'll be worked out in the eventually. But my last statement is Fat Fannie Willis is a corrupt DA in Georgia trying to supposedly convict people on corruption. I say it's just because she doesn't like their political leanings. And she's as corrupt as the day is long.
Well, she's got a problem.
So that'll all play out today, won't it?
Yeah, she's got a problem, no doubt about it.
Yeah, so
no doubt about
hopefully
it
all gets ended. So y'all have a great day.
You too,
Enjoy
sir.
Enjoy the weather.
Take care. Okay, Bob, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. You know, looking at all this from, I'm going to say, a listening standpoint and a voter who has to make up his mind who he's going to vote for, I know of being part of the jury selection in Northumberland County. I mean, there was a case, you know, the prosecution and the defense, of course, are going to, and whatever, they're going to pick that jury for whatever case that comes up in that. So the thing is, in the bottom line, I mean, whether he did or did not break the law is going to be up to that jury.
That's right. That's the way it works.
Okay. All right. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. All right. 570-743-9565. The hotlines are open. Email us, as several have done, at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with your calls, your emails, and your texts.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Two of the hotlines are available for your use. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. On the line is Tom from Sunbury. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, well, Stan was quite, I got a kick out of him. That was quite amusing. I mean, it really was.
What did you find amusing?
He just can't stop coming up for it with excuses to defend this guy. He's voting for Trump. He comes on here and makes all these excuses why he should get out of everything. And then he goes and calls Fani Willis a crook. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. It's amusing. It really is.
Why do you
those
find
people,
that amusing?
Those people down in Georgia, Donald Trump, and those 19 people that committed these crimes that they're charged for, and already four of them already pleaded guilty, did what they did regardless of whether there's an affair between this DA and this assistant, whatever the guy is, prosecutor. Whatever they did, they still did it, irregardless of that. That doesn't change anything. It doesn't make anything go away. They still did it.
No, but let's look at this a little bit analytically, Tom. Yes, you may have a point there that they did it. She brought the charges. But if in doing that, she messed up and she created her own crime, doesn't that make her just as reprehensible as he is?
No, not
this. Why not?
This.
Why is she taking money from the public?
It's an affair. It happens every day.
But they're taking money from the public. This guy's billing the people of Fulton County over $700,000.
Well, then get rid of him.
Well, she has appointed him. It's her boyfriend. You don't think she bears any responsibility?
You guys are...
Come on, Tom. You're living in Never Land.
It's just a way for you guys to stick up for this guy. I know you guys want to see him get out of this. You would love to have this case dismissed, wouldn't you?
Well, if it's brought improperly, yes. I wouldn't want any charge against you brought improperly.
It's not brought improperly.
It is if she made money on it. She appointed a guy with no experience, a guy who's milked the taxpayers for a lot
that
of money down there.
That still has nothing to do with what those people did.
Well, if she was so
those
interested...
Those people committed a crime, and there is nothing going to change what they did. They committed a crime. There's nothing that's going to change that.
But they haven't been convicted. You're saying they committed a crime, but they haven't been convicted. How do you know that what
she
brought wasn't fabricated?
Four of them already pled guilty.
Huh?
Four of them have already pled guilty.
Okay, well, if they pled guilty to their part in it, that doesn't mean Donald Trump's guilty.
No, that doesn't mean he didn't do anything, did he? He never made any phone calls.
Yeah, he did.
He never put anybody up to having a fake electors. He had nothing to do with that. Matter of fact, he knew nothing about it. He knew absolutely nothing about it. He's completely innocent. He's as innocent as a newborn baby, right?
Right.
He knew nothing.
Well, listen to what the judge said. Now, this is the judge. This isn't anybody else. He said, specifically looking at defendant Roman's motion, it alleges a personal relationship that resulted in a financial benefit to the district attorney. And that is no longer a matter of speculation. The state has admitted a relationship existed, and so what remains to be proven is the existence and extent of any financial benefit. That's what the judge said.
But that still doesn't change what happened. I mean, if all this is Trump wants to get this postponed because he's hoping he wins presidency, so he can throw it out. I mean, if they want to get rid of these
he
two
can't
people
throw this out. It's,
and get
it's,
somebody and get somebody
it, Tom,
else to
Tom,
do it, they can do that too.
Tom, he can't throw it out. This is not federal. This is state. He can't throw it out. He can't pardon himself from it. So it's got to be run correctly, and they're not doing that.
Well, then they're going to have trouble. Then they'll get two other people, and let's have it.
Well, what, you know, most people...
I mean, Trump is trying to get the case thrown out.
And maybe it
should
be.
That's what he's trying to do.
Maybe it should be.
No, it shouldn't be. What happened, happened. It's not, it isn't going to go away. What they did is what they did, and it's not going to go away. There's video, there's tapes. I mean, you want to throw out all the video, all the audio tapes of him calling people and trying to get them to get votes. All these people that admitted already that they were in a scheme to overthrow the election. Come on, Joe, you don't just throw the case out.
You do if the people who brought it have tainted it.
They didn't taint it.
Well,
has nothing. Their affair has nothing to do with what happened.
Has nothing to do with what happened.
If they didn't have an affair, if they had an affair, if they had 50 affairs, it has nothing to do with this case. Nothing.
Well, yeah, let's look at it. These people are not above reproach. They're pretty sleazy, in my opinion. And so they brought a sleazy charge against a guy who you also could say is sleazy in some regards.
It's not a sleazy charge.
No, I think it
Joe,
is.
There's all kind of evidence. There's all kind of evidence. Four people have already pled guilty. There's audio tapes. I don't know what more you want. I mean, there's a case there, and there is nothing. I don't care whether they had affairs. That is not going to change anything that happened in this case. It has nothing to do with the case at all.
Okay, we'll give you the last word, Tom. You get the final 30 seconds, and I'll shut up. Go ahead.
No, I'm just telling you, that's it. There's nothing. This has nothing to do with this case. This guy is a scoundrel. He's trying to get out of everything, and the people he's not going to win. I'll tell you right now, he's not going to win. He is going to get his clock cleaned. I mean, we got 9 or 10 more months to listen to his nonsense, and he's going to say something even more stupid than what he said about NATO, not supporting NATO members. He's going to say something even stupider than that. He's got 9 or 10 more months to say something stupid.
Okay.
And believe me, there's going to be a long list of stupid things he's going to say. He's not going to win.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate your call as always. Always fun talking to you, sir. Joe, hang on from Sunbury. We got to take a quick break, our final break of the day, and we'll be back. We have two hotlines available for your use, 570-743-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
At Christ Wesleyan, our purpose is to share the light, love, and teachings of Jesus. We are committed to reaching our community, country, and world. With multiple locations, we strive to make worship accessible to all. Join us for our Sunday services in Milton, Sunbury, or online. Additionally, we offer a Spanish service and ASL translation at our Milton location. Stay connected with us on social media by following CWC Life and subscribe to our YouTube channel. For more information, visit our website at cwc.life. That's cwc.life.
What can you do to prevent the chances of having a heart attack? Awareness of heart health is the first step. Learn more with Evangelical Community Hospital as we rock red for healthy hearts.
Hi, I'm Melanie Patel, a cardiologist at the Heart and Vascular Center of Evangelical. Every minute, a woman dies from heart disease in the United States. Did you know that women's heart attack symptoms differ from men's? A large percentage of women experience no chest pain, but instead have shortness of breath, nausea, palpitations, jaw discomfort, or overwhelming fatigue. It's important to pay attention to the signs your body is giving you. Heart disease and stroke can affect a woman at any age, so have the conversation with your doctor. Understand your personal risk factors and take the time to understand your family history of cardiovascular disease. At the Heart and Vascular Center, if you and your heart need some extra help, we're here for you.
Join News Radio 1070 WKOK and Evangelical Community Hospital as we rock red for healthy hearts. For more information, go to WKOK.com.
Welcome back on board On the Mark. One of our texters, Stan, responding to Tom, says, "Hey, Tom, I'm not defending Trump. He can do that himself. I'm comparing the actions of the accusers and the accused." Joe from Sunbury, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
All right. Good morning. Yeah, I'll try to keep this to the Georgia case and what the difference between Thane Rosenblum and your caller, Tom, who seems to have a leaning one way. But in a way, Tom's right that he says it has nothing to do with the facts of the case, right? He keeps saying that. But that's not what the trial today is about in Georgia with Fannie Willis.
Right.
The trial, if it is, it's about if she's going to prosecute the case. And if not, how and where would it be prosecuted in the state of Georgia? And what Thane correctly and Tom probably didn't listen to because he doesn't care, would be moved to maybe a purple or a red area because Atlanta, he said, is a definite blue city, right?
Right.
And that's the problem with New York when Donald, I'm straying now, but the same thing in New York that when he gets convicted of a rape that had 30 years ago and the woman doesn't even know what year it is or anything like that, That's hunting out the perfect place that the government does. They set up the perfect case against a shaky case against a citizen. So Tom is right, but I'm trying to say the facts of that. See, if she's removed for things and Thane made it clear that not only if something happens, but even if it's the appearance. When he said that in your interview, he noted that not only something happened, but even if it was the appearance of something happened, even if they go Dutch, as they're going to try, and which Thane made clear, that even if they claim that they go Dutch, that should be a disqualification. Not my opinion exactly. That's the way it's written in the law. They have to be so clean that they can't even have an appearance against Trump, because that looks like corruption, and you're trying to convict a citizen, and you're trying to override his constitutional rights.
That's
because
what I was trying to explain to Tom.
You can tell by his voice, likes when the government has all this power, and they're set up against a very popular man. You know, he's not like the average person going down, and the other four that were convicted don't have the name or the money that Trump has. And he keeps referring to them, and you rightly pointed out that even though they plea bargained to a verdict like that, that doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the other people's innocence or guilt. I know Tom, I refer him to as Tommy the Commie, but he likes it set up like Stalin had it set up, you know, find me the man and I'll find you the crime. You know, that was, and that's just so... appearance of that in this Georgia case, and that I think Stan kind of just noted on that, that I'm not really for Trump or anybody in that, but I do not like to see the government overpower a citizen who has constitutional rights. That's when you do that, you're just tearing down the Constitution. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, it's difficult because Donald Trump is involved in so many different things. It's like the death of a thousand cuts.
Yep. Right,
there's so many charges. Some of them got to be true, right?
No.
No, I'm saying that's the perception.
And they don't even need that. That's why they brought this, because they only want an appearance of guilt, because Tom keeps complaining that he's trying to delay. Well, who wouldn't? He makes Trump out to be some anti-American person. If I was under the same situation and I could delay until, you know, that the case would go away, who wouldn't do that? Would you, Joe?
Sure. I mean, you use the system.
The mayor, you were charged with something by, a police officer. If you were charged by something and you didn't think it was fair and you knew you didn't do it in your own mind, speaking of that you would do it, you agree to it. Tom would do the same thing. He would use every avenue he could, to, if he truly believed he was innocent, that he would do everything he could with legally to get, extended. But one thing that we had talked about in the past, and it comes up quite often, is the conversation with Donald Trump and the Georgia, is it the Secretary of State?
Right, Secretary of State.
That he called on the phone.
Right. Said, I need you to find me 11,000 votes.
We only mention about two sentences of that conversation, right? We usually focus on, like two sentences. So I read the transcript of that phone call, which lasted almost an hour. And if you would read that transcript, and if anybody except with Tom, he don't have to read it because I knew he wouldn't care. But if you would read that, you would see that Donald Trump, what was in his mind was truly that there were more votes out there, and he was trying to convince the people on the other end of the phone, which there was more than one person, he was trying to convince them that there's more out there, votes out there, and you go and try and find them the same way the Democrats went and found Joe Biden's vote, and nothing illegal. If you don't think that anything was done illegal about Joe Biden finding those votes late, then you wouldn't be allowed to think that there was anything illegal about getting Trump's votes late.
Fair enough.
I would suggest to you, Joe, that you would read it, because I think you're fair-minded and you would have a different idea, because I know you believe he's guilty on those two statements that the press keeps putting out. But I know I'm getting... But that's pretty much what I have to say. I don't need the extra 30 seconds, but thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You left me go quite a bit this morning, so thank you.
You're more than welcome,
sir. Try to listen Monday.
Take care. See you then. All right, 570-743-9565. Actually, we probably don't have enough time for another phone call. We have some emails and texts that we need to get to. We'll start with the text because they relate to today's program. One of our texters says, the only way Trump won't win is if there are lots of dumb people like Tom, with Biden fascism. Another texter says, Tom seems to be okay with corrupt prosecutors. That attitude will come back to bite you in the posterior. So what's your posterior, Tom? Tom, if you were in court, would you like Fat Fanny, but I think her name is Fanny. Fat Fanny Willis prosecuting you knowing she's corrupt? No, you'd be crying foul. And then one of our emailers from yesterday says, and this was in respect to our caller, Dan, said, Dan is totally correct. You just, and I was talking about, I did not believe the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. So Dan is totally correct, and you just won't bring yourself to admit that the 2020 election was in fact a fraud. You won't admit it because you can't bring yourself to admit that our government is corrupt and is willing to go against the people's wish, because the government cannot have Trump back in office because he's not part of the establishment. And it goes on. I'll save it, and we'll finish it off on Monday. Hey, thanks so much for participating this week. We really appreciate you. We're going to look forward to having you back on Monday. And On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. This is WKOK Sunbury.